About a week ago, on the 1st of March, when they started accepting deposits for the NHL in Seattle, we had John Barr on from NHL to Seattle, and he was super excited about it. He'd been working for 7 years. I thought this dude's pretty jacked up. But then I start seeing Bill Wixie from Q13 Fox, you know, and how excited he is about it when I follow him online and stuff. And, you know, he might broadcast from Q13 Fox, but lately it seems like he's been broadcasting from Cloud 9. Man, what a start to things, huh, Bill?
Yeah. Oh, man, what a turnout. Unbelievable. I don't think even they anticipated that kind of a turnout. Really impressive. And impressive to the league, too, I guarantee it.
Oh, I think so. When they said that it took Vegas like a month to get to 10,000 or something, and we did it in like 12 minutes.
Yeah, just unbelievable. And I think it not only sends a message to the NHL, it sends a message to the NBA. And I think it also sends a message to Oakview Group that they better get their butts in gear and get that building built.
Yeah, let's get some shovels in the ground and get that thing rolling.
Exactly.
I love the I saw a tweet where you're up skiing. You must have taken a day off. Where were you skiing, by the way?
That was up at Snoqualmie.
Nice.
I have yet to get to Baker this year. I got to get up there, man. You have more snow than any other place in North America this year. Right? It's unreal.
Oh, yeah.
The last 3 weeks have just been heaven.
Yeah.
I went up there. I got my new NHL Seattle hat. And I wanted to show that off, and it was a beautiful bluebird day at Snoqualmie, so I took a selfie. I'm not a big selfie guy, but I did because I was showing off the hat, really.
Yeah, you had the NHL 2020 hat. That is the prospected date that hopefully we'll be playing hockey in 2020?
Yeah, so that's the idea, right? So in June, there's a Board of Governors meeting in Dallas at the site of the NHL draft. And there, the Board of Governors will vote on whether Seattle should become the 32nd franchise. And since we are, you know, clearly further along than any other city or any potential site, it you know, reasons to think that's what's going to happen. They're going to vote Seattle in, especially with the expression of interest that they've seen here. And Seattle will be granted the 32nd NHL franchise. And then the refurbished Key Arena, they call it the new arena at Seattle Center. They are very adamant that when you walk in there, that the customer experience will be completely different than what we've experienced before at the Key.
Cool.
So to kind of get that bad taste out of our mouths, they're calling it the new arena at Seattle Center. And they are pretty determined that they're going to get a shovel in the ground in October, and that thing will be up, running, and hosting that NHL team by October of 2020.
Bill Wixie from Q13 Fox in the morning, and I saw that you had your $500 down payment down, and you're in. And for like the $1,000 one, you mentioned that you alluded to the NBA. You get like first pick of NBA tickets or something like that with the $1,000 buy-in. And also from those club seats, they said there's going to be some kind of deal in the construction where you can look up through an atrium and see the space needle and stuff. That sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And you know, when we think of suites, you know, we think of suites up high, you know, like upper deck suites.
Yeah.
They're going to have, you know, capability in this building and accommodations for suites courtside / you know, ice level right on the glass. So with this setup, this is what they do at Staples for the ballers there, right?
Yeah.
So when they come, or when you let's say you're a suite owner at the new arena, right? You drive up, and I'm not going to get into the parking and traffic, but you drive up, you have your own parking space, and you go in a private entrance, you go into your private suite area, you have a private bar, you walk in your concourse right out to your seat on the ice.
Nice.
That's the setup.
Yeah, I'm not too sold on it. I kind of like the Kraken name a little bit, but I'm not 100% sold on any of them.
Yeah, I like that. Is that the mock-up you're talking about, the Kraken?
No. This guy's got a different one. It's got the Space Needle and the Skyline and the monorail and stuff. Some kid out of Colorado State, I think it is, drew it up. Oh, wow. His name's Justin Fox, and it's really good-looking stuff.
Okay, well, check it out.
Yeah, and speaking of jerseys, you know, there's been a lot of talk this week about some Seahawks changing jerseys. Michael Bennett's already gone. What is the deal with Richard Sherman? Do you know?
Yeah, he won't be here. You know, if he does come back, he'll come back at a much lower salary, and that would be contingent on no other team snapping him up. Well, what's going to happen is the Seahawks aren't going to be able to find someone to trade for him, and I think primarily for the simple fact that he can't pass a physical.
Yeah, he's had two surgeries, one on each ankle, right?
Yeah, he had a setback of some sort, and it just doesn't look great for him, and his timetable is a little shaky. And you know, a corner's a tough job in the NFL. So what I would say is that the Seahawks are in a position to save themselves by ridding themselves of the Bennett and the Sherman contract by like $13 million. That clears them $13 million in cap room. If they lose Jimmy Graham, which they almost certainly will, they wrote that up already. Jeremy Lane, you know, that's another $5 million. I'm not going to say they're rebuilding, but they have some needs. For sure, and I, you know, they would never admit it, but they need offensive line help.
Yeah,
I mean, let's get real, and they also need a running back.
I'll vouch for that.
And they probably are going to be looking defensive line too. But they've been really good in free agency finding guys that fit in. We also don't know what's going to happen with Cliff Averill or Cam Chancellor.
In terms
of whether they're going to be able to play.
A lot to digest for the sports fan and. In Seattle, and Bill Wexy, big sports fan. Great to have you on. I'll let you go with this.
Yeah, always, man. We go way, way back.
Yeah, we do. And I want to take you back just a little bit. You sparked a discussion on our show when you tweeted out a picture of Billy Graham at the Kingdome and him having the first big event at the Kingdome and stuff.
Right.
I don't know, a couple weeks ago. And so we started talking about what was our first experience at the Kingdome and things in the concerts and stuff. And so other than a Mariner game, because everybody went to Mariner games, I think.
The first time I walked inside the Kingdome, it was the very first Seahawks preseason game. That was August 1st, 1976. And there I was, walked in. I was eight. Walked in, and we had our seats way, way up in the 300 level. So, you know, my dad bought season tickets. So we're walking in, and my first, you know, because it was that awful, you know, wart with a parking lot, and you didn't have great sight lines anywhere. So when I walked in, we finally got into the concourse, and I got to look at the field, beautiful green AstroTurf field with the Seahawks helmet logo at midfield. It just took my breath away. I could not believe what I was looking at. It was just mind-boggling to me. And then to hear the crowd roar. That was my first Kingdome experience.
Well, back when the Kingdom was new, hopefully the Key Arena or the arena at Seattle Center or whatever they're going to call it, get some work going on it quickly here, and we can have some hockey here soon. I love being able to chip in on this and get the excitement up. Follow Bill at Bill Wixie, Q13 Fox. Follow him on Twitter. You'll love it. Thanks, Bill.
Awesome. Thanks, buddy.